It's Tuesday, March 29th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Ugandan family comprised of a husband, wife, and a daughter who recently converted to Christ suffered an attack from Islamic neighbors, reports Morningstar News. They were sprayed with acid, and their home was burned down. Please pray for Juma, Nasimu, and their 13-year-old daughter, Amina. China is commencing its most intense COVID-19 shutdown in 2 years. The capital city of Shanghai will be shut down for the week to allow for universal testing. Residents will be shut up in their homes to assure zero contact with the outside world. South Korea has still around 350,000 new COVID cases on the 7-day moving average. The U.S. peak for new cases occurred in mid-January this year, with 822,000 new cases on the 7-day moving average. In opposition to Hollywood's vehement support of homosexual indoctrination for children, Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed the Protect Parental Rights Bill yesterday. President Biden called it a, quote, hateful bill, end quote. And during the Oscar Awards ceremony Sunday night, the parental rights bill was mocked by lesbian comedian and actress Wanda Sykes, along with her co-hosts Amy Schumer and Regina Hall, while the crowd applauded.
We're going to have a great night tonight, and for you people in Florida, we're going to have a gay night. Gay, 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 gay,
in his press conference yesterday, Governor DeSantis did not pull any punches as he responded to the Hollywood elites.
In the state of Florida, parents have a fundamental role in the education, health care, and well-being of their children. We will not move from that. I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down. There's even people in Hollywood that are opposed to providing protections for parents and enforcing parents' rights. You know, the one thing I'll say about that is if the people who held up degenerates like Harvey Weinstein as exemplars and as heroes and as all that, if those are the types of people that are opposing us on parents' rights, I wear that like a badge of honor.
In an 8-1 decision issued on March 24th, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a pastor may, quote, lay hands on and pray over, end quote, an inmate during an execution. It was an unusual case placed before the high court. In the opinion, authored by Chief Justice John Roberts, he concluded that a Texas murderer, John Ramirez, who reportedly, quote, became a Christian while in prison, end quote, should have the right to, quote, audible prayer by spiritual advisors, end quote. The court concluded that the Texas regulations were a substantial burden on his free exercise of religion. Hillsong is in the news again. According to the Christian Post, Hillsong failed to investigate the sexual misconduct and rape in connection with an affair conducted by former lead pastor of Hillsong Dallas, Reed Bogard. He had abruptly resigned back in January 2021. The report was issued by Zuckerman, Gore, Brandeis, and Crossman, a New York legal firm. Hillsong Church founder Brian Houston resigned under a cloud of accusations of inappropriate misconduct with women. Plus, he mishandled information relating to his late father's sexual abuse of boys. Hillsong has won Dove Awards for Worship Album of the Year or Worship Song of the Year in 2017, 2019, and 2020. And Money Incorporated lists 6 of the top 20 best-selling Christian songs of all time attributed to Hillsong. Chris Tomlin captured 7 of the top 20 on the list. Jesus instructed that every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Matthew 7, verses 19 and 20. The University of Michigan Index of Consumer Expectations has fallen to a 10-year low. It now stands at 59.4%, down from 89.4% a year ago, while we were still going through COVID. According to this survey, the primary cause for this strong pessimism is rising inflation. President Joe Biden has issued his 2023 budget proposal at $5.8 trillion, just a hair under his 2022 budget expenditures. The U.S. federal government's 2022 budget is slated at $6 trillion, with a $1.84 trillion deficit. That's down from a 2021 deficit of $3.7 trillion. However, the $6 trillion budget is still up from $4.4 trillion spent in 2019 and a $1 trillion deficit. The 2022 budget represents a 36% increase on expenditures over 2019. And the 2022 deficit is 8% of the gross domestic product, up from the 2019 deficit of 4.6% of the GDP. Part of the president's budget proposal is to pull a $360 billion wealth tax from the wealthiest 5,000 Americans, those whose net worth exceeds $100 million. 1 Samuel 8, verses 11 through 18 warns us in the words of the Lord, "This will be the behavior of the king who will reign over you. He will take a tenth of your sheep, and you will be his servants. And you will cry out in that day because of your king whom you have chosen for yourselves, and the Lord will not hear you in that day." Zero Hedge reports that 90 central banks, representing about half of the world's nations, are, quote, experimenting with or already piloting central bank digital currencies, end quote. Conservative economists are concerned that a centrally controlled digital currency would give governments the, quote, ability not only to track every purchase we make, but also to determine what we can and cannot spend our money on, end quote. And finally, Bitcoin topped $47,500 yesterday. However, it's still down 15% from a year ago, reports Coindesk.com. Gold settled at $1,935 an ounce, up 13% year over year. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, March 29th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.